Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, June 15th, the year of our Lord, 2025. And today we celebrate Trinity Sunday. It is an absolute joy to welcome you here to the podcast. I pray our time together will be a time of peace and reflection, a time of renewal, a time for us to give thanks to our good God. And let's begin in a spirit of thanksgiving, as is our custom and practice here, to begin all of this by taking in a very big and deep breath. Holding on to that breath, savoring that breath, naming that breath as a gift from God and releasing it, and taking in another breath and holding on to that one as well, giving thanks again for that gift of that breath, and so on. And as you breathe, call to mind the best, the things that are good and pure, true, worthy, and lovely, the people, the places, the gifts and opportunities that light you up inside, fill you with hope and peace and love and joy. For these are the gifts of God. As you call these things to mind, give thanks. Open your arms wide. Turn your face toward the sky. And in this spirit, in this mind, with your attention focused on gratitude, the goodness of God, let's begin in worship. And let's begin together with the call to worship as printed in your digital bulletin that comes along with the podcast. If you go to the left margin of where you found today's podcast, below the line, it says sermon notes. Click in there, and the bulletin will come up for you. Let's begin. Jesus said, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can bear now." We come ready to listen, trusting the Spirit to guide us. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. We welcome the Spirit's leading, speaking what He hears from the Father. He will glorify me because it is from me that He will receive what He will make known to you. We glorify Christ who reveals the heart of the Father to us. Come, Holy Spirit, lead us into truth and glorify the Son in our worship today. Our gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of John in the 16th chapter, verses 12 through 15. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it. Have there ever been moments in your life, maybe it was one big moment, maybe one sticks out as soon as I say this, has there been a moment in your life where you thought, either on the darker side of it, just all hope is lost, I don't know how I'm going to recover from this accident, I don't know how I'm going to recover from this financial situation or this bad medical news. How am I going to make it through? Or to the good, maybe it's something good. You take on responsibility. Maybe you get married or this is Father's Day. You have children and you really take a sober, good look at the responsibility you've taken on, and you all of a sudden have this sinking feeling like, what am I going to do now? In either of those scenarios, the heavier one or the lighter one, you're blessed in a moment where you realize you need help. That if you're going to make it through this thing, you need help. And that help might come from friends and mentors. It might come from a pastor. It might come from a good book. It might come from some trial and error experience. But the thing that is required is for you to be a recipient of that help, or to be receptive to it and have a knowledge of how much you need it, is you have to be put in the circumstance. Because you can, as a non-parent, it's just maybe a student, you can read about parenthood, child rearing, you can read about marriage, you can read about grief and loss and death or financial collapse, whatever the darker side of all that is. But until you're knee deep in it, or up to your neck in it, it's all kind of academic. It's all floating out in the ether. But when you're in the midst of it, and you need that wisdom like you need air, you need it for your survival. You need it for a sense that hope is still possible. That I can do this. There is a way forward. Then you can begin to bear that teaching. To take it on. Because you don't really have an option. If you want to persevere, if you want to be successful, or if you want to make it to the other side, if you want to make it out of the pit or through the dark night, or at least establish some level of peace and hope. Okay, all that is to get us into the room with Jesus and his disciples. The story that we have from John today takes place within the context of Jesus' last night, last day. It's the farewell discourse in John chapters 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. Five chapters that detail one day. When you compare that to 3 years that are covered in verse and chapters 1 through 12, right? John is clearly drawing our attention to this last day in this final teaching. But we have this curious line at the beginning of today's reading, Jesus speaking and saying, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. And as I have been reading and rereading and praying over this text, I think everything I just went on and on about at the beginning is what he's getting to. You can't bear them now. You won't really understand what I would say about my crucifixion, about my resurrection, about my ascension, until you're up to your neck in it. Until you understand how much you need it. Until you need peace like you need air. You can't bear it now, but it will come. There's a truth that needs to be spoken, Jesus says. There are teachings that I have that I have to hold back. But you'll know when the time is right. When the Spirit of truth comes, he'll guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but he will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. In the context of this story, it is when you're up to your neck in it. And then as John's gospel plays out, we have the story of Jesus' appearance to them on the evening after the resurrection, on the first day of the week. The horrors of Good Friday, the fear of Holy Saturday, and then this mix of fear and trembling and a guarded optimism on the first day of the week in the evening, and we talked about this last week. Jesus comes into the locked room where they're gathered for fear and in fear, and he bids them peace. Had that peace been breathed out in the midst of a joyful celebration, if they were just there in feast or it was just another day, could they have received that peace? No, I don't think so. But they are ready. They are ready to bear the teaching and the truth. And it begins with Jesus breathing peace on them. The Spirit. And as the Spirit begins to grow and develop in them, it changes their thinking. They see the world in a different way. They have a peace that passes understanding. They understand their own story, their ancient story, the stories that they learned when they were little and in Hebrew school, and then the way that Jesus taught them those stories in a whole new light, how it felt like their minds were opened. Now they could bear it. Now that they'd passed through those moments, they were able to receive this truth that the mind and the spirit and the patience and the wisdom and the love and the actions, these things that poured forth from Jesus, that he credited to his Father in heaven, their good God, all those gifts were now theirs. They were the gifts he promised to give them on that night. Why does he do that? Why does the Spirit give them these gifts? Verse 14, he will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. 15, all that the Father has is mine. Jesus, the mind of Christ, and the love between Father and Son, all that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Jesus glorified in them. Jesus glorified in this spirit. That is, Jesus made visible. Jesus made known. God made known through the movement, through this gift. How is it that they have peace in the midst of the circumstances that they have? God. How is it that they have hope in the midst of everything that's going on around them, with the odds stacked against them? God. How is it that they can love the world, even if the world is cruel to them? God. How do they find joy in their celebration? God, who comes in the help given through the Spirit by Jesus. It started when they were up to their necks in the chaos, leaning in, digging into their memory banks in the shared experience of the community as they broke bread and they shared the stories and they poured the cup. Do you remember? Do you remember Jesus? Something very much connected to our communion table, the pouring of the cup, the breaking of the bread, the pouring of the cup, and the promise that when we break the bread and we pour the cup and we drink and we eat in his name, in remembrance of him, remembering him in our minds, but we also remember, bring the members of his body back together as one. And we are one with him. I preach all of this in our context and in our time. And it seems there's always some kind of violent conflict somewhere in the world, and today is no different. Things that make us feel powerless can diminish our hope. And whether it's the geopolitical events or something going on in your life right now, maybe something really joyful, but with its share of anxiety and tension. Maybe it is that you're a new parent. Maybe you've taken a new job. Maybe you have an opportunity to relocate to a new place. And you won't know until you're in the midst of it, till you're in the new job or in the new house, or you hear that baby's first cry, God help me. Or if you get the diagnosis that you were fearing, or we've run out of medical options to try, and the fear seems overwhelming, but you want to persevere in hope and courage and in strength, demonstrate, embody, maybe better to say, this faith of ours. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Because we believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, because we believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, because we believe in the Holy Spirit, the one that we see come mightily at Pentecost, bless the disciples with the languages of the world so that they can go out and preach the gospel of repentance and grace and peace. And then we're filled. Something comes over us. There's a peace and a hopefulness, an understanding, a knowing that this is all much more beautiful, that this is all so much more complex and lovely than we can bear right now. We come to know in our hearts And we see it in the eyes and in the lives of those we love, those who we gather together with, to sing the songs and to break the bread and to drink the cup. We know that there is good news in abundance, to which we can all gather and say, Amen. And so we pray. Heavenly Father, we gather together as your people. We gather together with your church in all generations. We call out to you and we give you thanks. And we know that in this moment there are things that we cannot bear. But when the moments come, in the times of trial, in the times of celebration, bless us with the gift of your Holy Spirit so that we could come to have the strength and the wisdom to bear all things in your name. We call and we confess so often. We sin and we fall short. We are unworthy of the gifts that you give us. We say things we ought not to say. We're quiet when we should speak up. We sometimes act impulsively and do dumb things that we regret. And there are the moments that we sit idly by when we ought to take action. You know these things. But what we ask, that we could claim the promises of our faith, that when we confess these things to you, if we come to you, as our scriptures say, with a broken spirit and a contrite heart, these things you won't despise. You forgive us, and you prop us up and dust us off and get us back on the path. So we claim that promise right now. Lift us up, O God. Dust us off. Forgive us. Bless us with your grace and peace. Anoint us with your Spirit. We pray, O God, for the people of power and influence in this world. Reveal yourself to them. Reveal your power, your might, your grace and peace, your mind. Show them the way. And for those of us who so often feel powerless and overwhelmed, draw near. Bless us with encouragement, a reminder of the gifts of your Spirit, to fill us with your thoughts, with your understanding. Help us to see through your eyes and know that you are God and you are good and you love us and you are leading us and you're ahead of us, calling us. And you know that all of us, we have a list. Some of us write these lists down. We call it our prayer list. Some of us have a list that we call a to-do list. But on that to-do list, there's some prayers as well. Whatever this list looks like, O God, for those of us gathered here in this moment, I pray that you would come by our side. And that as we take a moment to share this list with you, our joys and concerns, our hopes and our fears, that you will consider every single word, that you will take it into your heart, and that you will bless us with your Spirit. So we make a quiet moment. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We break our silence. We thank you, God, for the gifts of peace and quiet. We thank you for the blessings that we inherit from generations of faithful people who have preserved for us our stories and our songs and our prayers and our sacraments and our rites and our rituals. And we join together, all of us, and we celebrate this prayer that goes by your name. Hear us, O God, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So, my dear friends, as we prepare to go our separate ways, I pray that we go with the knowledge and an assurance that while we may experience things that we feel we cannot bear today, help is on the way. Hope is on the way. Peace is on the way. Love is on the way. Joy is on the way. All of them gifts from our good God. The God that we have come to know in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who blesses us and bids us peace. Let us go in peace. Amen.